Blog Talk Radio.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the solo with, so Eric B, make a clap to this. 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 Bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy.
Hey, make y'all clap to this Thursday/Friday edition of Kale's Corner. I'm your host, DMV Kale. I got my sidekick, my co-host with me, Lady T. She in the place to be. What's up, Lady T?
Hey, what's going on? It is Super Bowl week. Let's do this. I'm excited.
Yes. I mean, all the hype and hoopla into this NFL Super Bowl competition, game, whatever you want to call it. I'm telling you, I was thinking today, I was like, you know, have a team invested. What is it that's drawing me so hard to this Super Bowl? Why is it that I'm feeling a must? It's a must watch Super Bowl to me. And then I thought this. Deal with me, okay? I am so geared up and ready to tease the heck out of my clothes if her 49ers lose. So that is my interest, y'all. That is being able to talk trash and not just to T, my neighbor. Look, last night, T, I went to run to the curry out real quick because I just had a taste for some egg rolls, man. I just wanted some shrimp egg rolls bad. So when I leave out getting in his car, he said, what's up, bruh? I said, what's up, man? I said, y'all got a big game coming up Sunday. He said, nah, we good. We gonna handle our business and do what we do. I said, you sound just like my damn co-host. And he got to laugh, and he was like, that's right, because we know. He was like, tell my fellow 49er, we got this. Don't let y'all bammers. I mean, he just went in. He's like, don't let y'all bammers get in our head, and we going to do this, and we going to do that. I said, all right, bro. You be home Sunday now. You make sure. I don't want to have to come looking for you. So it's just, this reminds me of the Washington Dallas trash talk that has gone on for so many years. This is how we've done it. And I said, wow, this is amazing. Just being the co-host of a 49er fan has developed that Dallas-Washington disdain, you know? And like I said, and you know what? You cannot tell me that the people that be, the powers that be, are not listening to Kale's Corner. Because ever since I said I haven't heard much on Brock Purdy, that's all they've been showing. Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to take the credit for it. Maybe that was the plan, you know? And today on Undisputed, Skip Bayless plainly came out and said, yeah, there was a lot of people complaining about the no Brock Purdy story. So we got to make sure we give those folks what they want to hear. I said, wow, maybe they are listening. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they are paying attention to what we, and I'm sure other outside of San Francisco, because I'm pretty sure people in San Francisco was like, hey, we do have a quarterback in this game, and he is a story that can be talked about, a story that normally the NFL jumps all over. So, you know, come on, give my man some props. It was just crazy to hear him say that. One more thing to just let me know. Kale's Corner on point. Yeah, talk about we are on point. What's up, sis? What's going on with you? How was your Wednesday and Thursday been?
Oh, it was amazing, as usual. Spent time with the family, with the girls. Went to the spelling bee. My baby ain't do as well as she wanted to do. She didn't win.
But she was dead.
It was a whole bunch of kids. But, you know, they was giving her words that weren't on her level. You know, they gave all of the kids, you know, words that weren't on their level. Some made it, some didn't. But it was okay because she, like, you know, she cried a little bit. And then she said, Grandma, I'll be back. I'll be back, Grandma. I said, yeah, you will.
There you go.
There you go. We're all a winner. You know, you was a winner anyway because they only picked three people from each school. So you was a winner anyway.
Exactly. You were there. You are one of the ones that can say you were there. Nobody can take that from you. Baby girl, your name is on this 2024 Spelling Bee ledger. Don't let nobody at all take that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Kale is proud of you. Uncle Kale is very proud of you because you were one of the many who were selected. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to say that, but go ahead.
No, that's absolutely what we was telling her. And, you know, we went out to eat and after that, and then we just stayed over there for a little while because we surprised her and we stayed at her house. And she was, oh, man, she was just so excited. Grandma, y'all going to spend the night. And, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And da-da-da, you know, we just had a ball, all of us. You know, we just had a good old time, you know. So it was all good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Therese, real quick, let me say this. That right there, the fact that y'all sacrificed sleeping in your own bed, staying at your own home to stay with her, that y'all gave that baby power pellets. Understand what I'm saying? These are the things that we, not just grandparents or parents, adults, are supposed to give to the children to motivate them to do more. Man, I know that baby cannot wait to next year's competition, or even if they're having another one quarterly or whatever. I know this baby cannot wait because she's ready to show off. And she's going to put more into it and just be ready. Just be ready for what is to come. I guarantee you, she's going to say, oh, okay, y'all want to pull out words on the fifth grade level. I'm going to go ahead and study to the seventh grade level. So I won't be surprised no more. You feel me? This is the motivation that, I got goosebumps, y'all. But this is the motivation that we're supposed to give to our children, to our kids, y'all. I mean, listen, most of us are in our 40s, 30s, you know, 50s even. I'm not going to say our time has passed, but that time. So we owe it to these children to make that time for them better than it ever was for us. How do we do that? We let them know, I got you. I got you. We let them know you're not out here by yourself. You're not doing it alone. I got you. I got you. Wins, losses, success or failure, I'm there. I'm there. And I'm telling you, man, personally, it was a lot of times growing up with a single parent, you know, for the little while that I did grow up with just my mom, it was times I only wanted to hear her say, I got you. I only wanted to hear her say, you're okay. I'm right here. Everything is good. And those times that she said that, I mean, it catapulted me, y'all. It motivated me beyond, you know. And those times that she didn't, I just took from the times that she did and knew within my heart of hearts, she was there with me. She cared for me. She was there to help me through no matter what it was. So now we got, I'm telling you, a lot of these kids, that's all they need. We say love. Let's show these children some love and some appreciation of life. Well, that starts with showing them appreciation of who they are, what they are, you know, and you'd be surprised how far to go. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to get off my soapbox. Tree started it, y'all. Tree started it, y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all know everybody that knows DMV Kale knows how I feel when it comes to the children, man. When it comes to the children are the closest thing to perfection in my eyes on this earth. So it's mandatory
yeah.
that we as adults show them, you know, that we're here with them, that we have their back. They're not doing this thing by themselves, you know?
Right.
Oh, boy. Mm. Tree started it. That's all I'm going to say.
Just keep it moving, brothers. Don't even worry about it. They know how we feel. It's all good.
Yeah, man. You let Round Face know that Uncle Kill is so very proud of her. I'm so very proud of her. You know, that's an accomplishment. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Whew. All right, let me take a breath. Deep breath. Get rid of it. Hey, look. How do you get rid of what's them drones called? The teal bump.
How do you get rid of it? You can't.
Yeah, just let it do what it do. All right, y'all. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss the coaches of the NBA All-Star Game. We have Doc Rivers for the East, and we have Chris Finch for the Western team. Now, Doc Rivers, I know about him. I know where he come from. I know everything when it comes to Doc Rivers. But Chris Finch was kind of a mystery to me. As you know, I've just never heard that much about him. So, you know.
Right.
Also, we're going to talk what trades or moves have been made on this last day of NBA player trade. The deadline was at 3 p.m., and it's a lot of little trades, a few big ones, but a lot of little trades. I also want to take the time. At 6 p.m., they'll be unveiling a statue in commemoration of Kobe Bryant. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Kobe. I want to talk a little bit about Kobe. And then Lady T will present the 2024 Super Bowl edition of Lady T Picks. Lady T Picks. And y'all know we're going to discuss this Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, you know, what exactly do you want to see? Low-scoring defensive affair or shootout between Purdy and Mahomes, you know? We're going to join. We're going to talk it all. We're going to talk it all. And you can join Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Hills Corner, or join Lady T, DMV, Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. Now, that's not just today. That's each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real. Y'all know what we
talking about. Y'all know exactly what we talking about. I'm so proud of Round Face. I don't know why. That's the only thing on my mind right now. I'm so proud of that baby. I'm serious. I'm dead serious, because I remember I was in the third grade, and we had a spelling bee, nothing big, just in the class, you know. And I went out like number three in the class, and teacher was like, "Oh my God, you are such a class clown and joking all the time. I didn't think that you would, you know, have the ability to spell these words like you are." You know, she was like, "I'm so proud of you." And girl, I mean, that thing, I still was a class clown. And I still acted up. Look, Jesus called my mother one day. She said, "Miss McClain, I just don't know." She said, "I want to punish him because I know he's doing wrong, but he's so funny." I can't help but to laugh at him most of the time. She said, "He's so funny with it, you know." So, you know, hey, man, Round Face, you keep going, girl. Keep on. You keep on. All right, y'all. I'm sorry. I just had to congratulate her again. I had to congratulate her again. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Quick break. NBA All-Star Game. Doc Rivers, Chris Finch, East and West coaches of these All-Star teams. And we'll get right back at y'all. 563-999-3782.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. 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 I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat, the rhyme will be kicking in.
Oh, man, that's one of the hardest intros in hip-hop music, man. Came in the door, said it before, I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Whew. All right, y'all, of the actual NBA East team, it'll be, as I've already stated, Doc Rivers coaching, and for the West team, Mr. Chris Finch will be coaching. For the celebrity game, they have Shannon Sharp hosting the Eastern team, and Stephen A. Smith being the Western team. Shannon Sharp will have Manning. I don't know why, you know, he is it just me, or does it feel like they kind of pushing Peyton Manning on us? Like there's a big coup on the way with Peyton Manning. Something huge in the works with him. Because every time I turn around, I'm seeing his name. You know, from Monday Night Football, he and his brother with their little girl. I don't know what to call that thing, but their little show where they're commentating on the game as it happened. At the same time, the game is going on another channel with two other commentators. But anyway, yeah, that's the celebrity game will be coached by Stephen A. and Shannon Sharp. How do you feel about this, the regular NBA, not the celebrity game, but the regular with Doc Rivers and Chris Finch?
They couldn't find nobody else. I mean, like, it seems like they pushing Doc Rivers down our throat as well. Like, that's what I feel like. But, listen, I don't know. Okay, so I don't really care about who's coaching. I just want defense. I just want it to be a regular game. I want to watch a good game. I don't want to watch a whole bunch of people running up and down the court and they just letting people score. Because if that's the case, I can throw the ball in the hoop. You know, you can throw the ball in the hoop. You can throw the ball in the hoop. Like, stop somebody. Play some defense. Do something. It's getting boring to me, and that's why I think that they haven't, like, Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. I know you were saying for the regular game, but that's why they're doing all these little tactics, because they want to see. They pushing all of this on us because the whole All-Star thing is losing money. That's number one.
Right.
They're losing money because people are falling out of interest for that part of the game. So they have to do something
right.
to get the seat filled and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, but look at Cap. Cap said, I'm going for the festivities. He's not even going for the game. You see what I'm saying? Like, people are really not interested in going to the games anymore. They just want to go to be in the camaraderie of it all. So to get people to come actually in the building, they have to do extra things for people to come in the building. And I think that's what they're doing. They're pushing these. I mean, Chris Finch is a good coach, apparently, because they're number one in the West right now. So they're number one. I mean, they're number one, right? They are number one. Yeah. So they pushed. I don't see them pushing him on us as much as they're pushing Doc Rivers, because he's only won one game since he's been back, one or two games since he's been back. So
They're 1-4.
Okay, one game. Yeah. They're 1-4. Yeah. That's what we doing right there. So you're going to get him the reins of the – like, this is – I can say a whole lot of stuff, and I can be on my soapbox forever, but I'm not going to do that. I just think it's ludicrous that they have him as the coach. I just think it's crazy. He's won nothing. He's won nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, in reference to what you were saying in the beginning about how they just allowing players to do whatever, I call that the Ole style of basketball. And for real, that's all we've seen with the All-Star game. It's been an Ole style of basketball. Guys are letting guys do whatever. And I can partly understand, but at the same time, it's not entertaining to us.
Right.
Yes, those same dunks would look better and mean more if these guys were actually playing basketball. That's all
right.
I'm gonna say about that.
Right.
All right. Let's take.
And then you got.
Let's take it.
But wait a minute. But I know you want to go to the phone. Why do we have a football player doing basketball things? Do you know how many? You could have went and got Allen Iverson. You could have went and got Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Yeah. I mean, it's, I can go down the line. I mean, it's a whole bunch of people. We could have went and got Agent Zero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if we want to make a big statement, you go get Shannon Sharp. Are you kidding me? And then you go get somebody ain't never, ever, ever played the game to coach the game? Come on, man. We got to do better. We just got to do better.
Yep.
I digress. We can go to the phone. Let's just go to the phone.
They're just reaching for names. They're reaching for names that may be popular. That's about it. All right, y'all.
Crazy.
Let's take it to Jersey. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Lou.
Seriously, you think anything better than Stephen A. Smith to coach the game? Really?
Thank you. Thank you, Lou.
Why yeah.
Why?
Yeah. He
why?
Stephen
why
A. Smith.
What does he got? He's got nothing.
Exactly.
Why did I take him? Sorry about that. I had to do it.
I like the impression. Hey, I was looking at him today. I was looking at him today, and he got on Kendrick Perkins and Mad Dog with one of those. And I was like,
oh, no.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Mad Dog
is
alone. Go ahead. You know, I mean, but it's really all for entertainment purposes, really. I mean, nobody takes the All-Star game seriously. I mean, it's basically, you know, just like an exhibition game. That's why nobody really takes, you know, seriously, even though it's, you know, part of the season schedule. But they want to jazz it up more. And the three-point contest would be very interesting. Male versus female. I'd pay to see that, though. That's going to be the highlight, I think, of All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know why I say that? It's easy, even though it's an exhibition game, like Lou was saying, and that was a great reference, an exhibition game, because it means nothing.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to get grown folks to do what you want them to do. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like the coaches. Like we get on these coaches and we so hard on the coaches and stuff like that. But it's very hard for a coach to be a coach these days. Because everybody thinks they got the answer for cancer. You know, if do it my way, it'll work. If you just listen, sir, if you want to do it your way, you should have been the coach. Let's just do it my way and see if that works. Let's do it my way, see if it can work first. And if it don't, then we do it your way. You know, it's hard being a coach.
Sure, it's hard being a player too, and owner.
Apparently, it is.
Well, I don't think it's hard being a player. Being a player, you just there, do your job, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? It's hard being an owner. Yes, I do agree with that, because then you gotta manage multitudes of attitudes, right? But it's not hard being a player because you're just there to do a job. You're there, like I say, you're just there to do.
You got to go out there and give it your all. That's pretty hard to do for a player.
But it's just your job. Just do it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Whether you do it good or bad, that's your job. It's not hard to do. Your job. You signed up to do that one particular thing. Nobody's asking you to do a forward, or nobody's asking you to be a small forward or guard. If you're a center, nobody's asking you to do that. They just saying be a center. Just do that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's easier being a player than it is being a coach or an owner.
Oh, being a coach has got to be the worst part. You know, that's, you know.
Exactly.
And the owners, too. I mean, let's go start with the poor owners who, I got to feel sorry for the owners of the Spurs and the Pistons right now. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's hard being an owner for any of those teams.
At this point in the season, you know, that's got to be a headache. I mean, it's like, you know, they're playing things. What can we do wrong? We got the top draft picks. We got these, you know, other acquisitions.
It's a headache because they're not winning. But if they're making money in the process of not winning, then what they got to fuss about? Nothing, because everybody's still coming to the games. Everybody's still buying the hot dogs, the potato chips, the pretzels, all that kind of foolishness. They doing all that. But if they losing in the process, Yeah, that will give you a little slight headache because you lost the game. But if you're still making the money, the owners, I'm talking about the owners. If you're making the money, they don't really, it's not really bothering them. Like, it's bothering everybody else, if y'all can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, they win regardless. They win. If they lose on the court, they win. If they win on the court, they win. That's what you're saying. All right, let's go to Brother Ted. What it do, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, what's going on, Phil? Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? Congratulations to your grandbaby and everything.
Thank you.
I got a few points, though. Hey, but, Lady T, you saying it's hard for a coach. You know, okay, keep that in mind, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, another point. I also understand how you feel about Doc. Okay, I can dig that. And
I know that
you're mad. No, he don't. As far as the reason he got all-star coach, because at that time, their team, Milwaukee, was hot up in the standings. So they afforded whoever was their coach, they would have got all-star at that time. You know, so that's what I say as far as Doc, you know, getting that. It ain't nothing for, like Kale said, it ain't nothing for the owners. Owners make money, period. You know what I mean? They going to make money regardless.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay? It ain't hard on them at all. The general managers and all them that make the decisions on who to pick and all that and drafts and all those things. Owners just sit back and make sure, hey, y'all better be doing the right thing. Make sure we get this money so y'all can get y'all money. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because the owner take care of everybody else. You know, so players got to just do what they got to do. You know what I mean? It's a positionless game now. You know what I mean? You got centers shooting three. You got centers, you know, out shooting three. Don't want to be in the paint. You know, you got all kinds of things going on. But they just need to play. They just got to play and play hard, you know. Stephen A. I think he's doing the East and Shannon doing the West because, you know, Shannon, LeBron is his boy, so he's going to be where LeBron at. He's going to be sitting on LeBron's lap if he can, you know. So, But Stephen A. had did one of the games, like, I don't know if last year, but a couple of years ago or whatever, but he did a game, and they say he was the first to get a technical foul and stuff. So, but yeah, it's like you said, it's just entertainment. It's I don't know. It's not like the old school, so I don't know if I'm gonna watch how, you know, I'm not gonna be totally into it. I might be watching, you know, back and forth in the room or what have you, you know, even the skill contest ain't really, even the 3 points ain't really the same. It's none of the same. Dunk contest ain't even the same. So I guess it's for the new people. I guess it's for the young people. So,
I'll tell you what, this will be the first year that I haven't watched either NFL or NBA All-Star games. Normally, I would skip the NFL, watch the NBA, or skip the NBA and watch the NFL. I have no interest in either. I have no interest in either. I don't want to see a makeshift run of the product that I love so much, you know? And to me, that's what this is. You guys are telling us, they're going to go all out, and we're going to get Stephen A. and Shannon Sharp and all of that. And I know that they're just there for the celebrity, Stephen A. and Shannon Sharp. But I've never been interested in the celebrity game. That's one of the ones that I normally hear after everything has gone on. What happened? Justin Bieber did this, or Kevin Hart did that. You know what I mean? I that's not a must watch to me. So, you know.
Me either.
And like you say, lady, I agree with you. Like, you know, why you can't have Allen Iverson coaching? You know?
Yeah.
Coaching
yeah.
the East. Why you can't have him coaching the East and a legend from the West coaching? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And do it like that and stuff. So, like you say, so bringing all these celebrities in and stuff, you know, it's like, oh, this is basketball.
Well,
I think.
It would bring so many people out, though. It would bring so many people out if Allen Iverson was here or Kevin Garnett. Or, you know what I'm saying? Those type of people. People want to see them. People want to see them. When Allen Iverson comes to town, we want to see him. I don't nobody want to see Shannon Sharp. Don't nobody want to see him. Don't nobody want to see D.A. Smith. Don't nobody want to see them.
We see him every day. And why not go and get someone who has given to the game? I mean, these guys are retired and they've matured to an age where they can't play. So it's basketball's turn to give something back to them now.
Mm-hmm.
Other than
as much as Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley be talking, I like to see them coach.
Right.
Yeah.
What? Let me back up off that one of them. Okay, so Kenny Smith, I want to see him coach, but I don't want to see him stand up. Like, if he could just do everything sitting down. If he can do everything sitting down, because he scared me when he walked. Like, he scares me. Like, he's going to fall down. His legs.
He needs a hammer pants.
Like on the wrong side. Yeah.
Hey, he needs some hammer pants on. That's all.
Speaking of pants, I don't know what these guys are trying to get away with. It looks like they're trying to get away with capri style thing. I see these, you know, they wearing these tight legs at the bottom and things. I seen Ocho got like he got a suit with sweatpants on because you know they got the sweatpants style pants at the bottom. Dude, y'all trying to get away with capris, man?
Man, they searching hard as they can for something new to hit right. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, more power to them. Know that DMV Care will not do that. I'm not going to do that. Let's go to another call. 7557, what it do, Huckleberg?
What's up, PS Corner? How everybody doing?
Hey. What's going on?
I'm
surprised.
I'm glad I couldn't remember that much. How you doing? I couldn't remember exactly the reason why, but that was it. What Ted said is whoever was the leading in both leagues when they picked the All-Star team, that's who ends up coaching the team. And they're going back to old school. And I think you can't coach 2 years in a row. But to Doc's credit, all the money that they would get for the coaches, they're giving it to the coaches who just got fired because they're the ones that got them to the All-Star game. And Doc really didn't want to coach the team. He tried to turn it down, but they wouldn't let him do it. So he said, if I can't turn it down, at least let us give the money to the team that got fired, the coaches that got fired, because they got them to this point and we didn't. And they agreed on it.
Let me say one thing that you and Ted both said. Like y'all said, it goes to the team that was leading in the West or the leading in Bucks was never leading. They never led this whole time. They never led. Uh-huh. It was always the Celtics.
Well, no, that's what I said. Sis. Boston's coach couldn't do it because he did it last year. So the second place team was the Bucks. That's why he got it. That's why he got it. The celebrity game, the NBA paid like the NFL. They paid for the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So they fill that Saturday up with a celebrity game. We might not care anything about it because I don't watch it, but it's a whole lot of people just like us that just want to be in the stadium. You got a lot of transient people that don't go to games all the time, don't go to all-star games all the time. That place is going to be filled. They're going to make their money. And like you, Kale, I don't watch the I don't watch the NFL or the NFL Super Bowl. I'm not Super Bowl, but All-Star game at all.
All-Star game.
And as far as the NBA game goes, I only watch that like the fourth quarter. I'm like, okay, now they're going to get serious, so let me watch it for a little bit. So,
yeah.
But you got the diehard fans. When you turn it on or you watch SportsCenter, it's going to be packed. They're going to make their money. Everybody going to go home happy. Us sitting here going to be the ones going, man, that was a waste of time.
But 57 said, I do agree with him saying that the stadium is going to be packed. But the stadium is going to be packed because a lot of the players, they buying their families tickets, and you know, all of them are buying family tickets. And so a lot of people are in there just on the strength of other players or players that used to be there.
But that's every game of the week, every game of the season.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like that. They spending money on family members getting tickets. But you still, just like us, when we went there, we didn't care about going to the game. We just wanted to be in the atmosphere. Some people want to be inside the stadium.
What I'm trying to say is, at the All-Star game, everybody is all-stars, right? Even the people that's on the bench, even people that's not playing. So they got their families in the stadium. And, you know, off of that, they got their friends, their families. They bringing everybody in. So a lot of people aren't paying is what I'm saying. A lot of people aren't paying their
own
money.
But tickets still got paid for.
Wait, no. Let me correct you. Hold on.
Tickets still got paid for.
Can you pause right quickly, Lady T? Lady T.
Hey.
Like,
no.
Y'all been doing that lately. Like, y'all really been doing that lately. When somebody's talking, the other person just starts talking. Like,
I'm going to get off.
Hey, we got company. We got company. We can't do that in front of our company. T was making a point. Let her finish making her
just
point.
Go ahead.
And the next one. Come on with it. Who was next? 57?
But Lady T, I hear what you're saying, but them players don't get that many tickets. They don't get that many tickets.
I didn't say nothing about a ticket.
But you're saying people in the stadium don't pay. That's what you said.
If you would have let me finish, you would have heard what I said. I said they pay for them to be in there. They ain't saying they give it out. They get tickets to come. They're paying for people to be there. They are paying out of their pocket for people to be there. Then
I understand
regular people
that
aren't paying their own money to get in the stadium. They're depending on players and previous players to get in the stadium. That's what I was trying to say.
But they're only allotted. But I'm saying they're only allotted so many that they can pay for, regardless of how much money they have. They only allotted so much they can pay for. And I wasn't the one stopping you from saying what you had to say.
I didn't say
you
were.
Come on, hey.
You
hey,
did.
Hey,
you
hey,
said if I let you say.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Listen, y'all.
Get them off.
I am sick of this. Not what Gail's Corner is about. To get along. God gave us a compliment on Tuesday. We are family. Pull my damn belt off.
Okay.
57, make your point, bro.
No, I was done, Kel. I was done.
Okay. Now come on in.
Can I make another point right quick? Because I'm done.
Come on, Ted. Come on.
It was about she mentioned about the coaching again, about what Man 57 was saying. Cleveland is, yeah, they second, but at that time when they announced the coach, it was probably about a week ago or so, they was not. Cleveland did shot up there, because I was surprised when I was like, Cleveland is second? Wow.
They've
so,
been second.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on. Brother Nas, what it do?
Hey, man, I got all the coffee. I'm smoking more than 57 today. I got a whole pack, but I'm stressed out. We got all the tickets on the line tonight. You know what I mean?
You stressed out, bro?
I'm betting on everything. I'm picking all unders. That's what's going down. So So next time y'all hear from me, I'm either going to be real up or very sad and running from the law and them people.
Yeah, and the people. Oh, man. So, hey, Nas, I know you wasn't here. What do you feel about Doc Rivers and Chris Finch coaching the Eastern and Western NBA All-Star team? Doc on the East, of course. Finch on the West.
Yeah. I mean, Doc just got there, so he basically inherited that slot. He said he was going to give the reins to old boy who got fired. Whose job Doc stole. But, I mean, it really don't mean too much, man, the guys coaching the All-State. Only thing you really get from it is you can make sure your guys don't get wore out. You can sit your guys down and not play in 40 minutes, and maybe you can play the competition a little more than they need to. So, I mean, yeah, it ain't too much to it. Just a nice little experience.
Hey, and you know what? Now that you mention that, that's all the more reason to go and get Allen Iverson, Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to coach teams, because that's kind of like I just thought about that with what you said. These Eastern and Western coaches can be looking, well, most coaches are anyway, looking down the road. If I can turn a player out, what's wrong with you?
We was talking about the celebrity game. I ain't talking about coaching the East All-Star, the regular All-Star players. I'm talking about referring to the celebrity game.
Okay. Well, right now, at this moment, we're talking about the real NBA All-Star game, not the celebrity game.
I understand that, but you made a reference to saying that we was referring to why we was saying Iverson and them, why you were saying Iverson and them don't coach the West name. We didn't say Iverson should coach the regular All-Star. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was correcting that on. I know what we're talking about.
Ted.
Go ahead, bro.
I know that. I'm just saying, why can't they we want to use them guys in the celebrity game? I think those guys should be used in the regular game as well. So let these coaches continue to do what it is that they're doing and have the guys Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Garnett, guys like this who know the game, come and coach this. I tell you what, we'll get more competition, which is something that we're complaining is not there if those guys coach, because those guys are coaching on their reputation as NBA players. These coaches, Doc Rivers and Chris Finch, can burn these players out that their team are in competition with or have to see later on, and it can of games during the regular playoffs. That's all I'm saying. If you get these guys who've already played the game to come out there and do their thing, then, you know, hey, you're killing two birds with one stone. The NBA wants to be recognized for doing good by its players. Do something like that. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead now. Finish your point, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. Like, if I was Finch, I'd play Luka 30 minutes. Why I'd run Luka to death if I was him, man. But, I don't really watch the celeb game, so I don't know too much about that. I can't really add nothing on that, man. But,
I don't think too many of them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think too many of us watch the celebrity game. I mean, really watch it. We might be in and out on it, but I don't think we really watch the celebrity game like that. For one, they really haven't done anything to make me want to really see it. And because the people that are playing in the celebrity games are celebrities, you know, if they have any athleticism with them, we're surprised. You know, we're surprised about that. So It's not like, oh, I'm going to watch because, what's his name, B. Jordan playing. We don't know if B. Jordan can play basketball. We know he can act. He was good in Rocky, but we don't know how good he is as a ball player. So, you know, it's not like they can advertise that this guy's playing and we'll be like, oh, mental note. I want to watch that. I want to see what he does, you know. So, yeah, that's just my aspect on it. Until now, saying what he said about coaches burning players out, I had no problem with regular NBA coaches being the coach of the East and the West. But now since Nas said it like that, yeah, I think it should be a situation where you don't have regular NBA coaches because one coach can dog players that they will be seeing in the near future. You know, that's just the way I feel about it. All right, y'all, real quick transition. The trade deadline, it was today at 3 o'clock. I know personally for my team, I'm cool with the trade we made. Now, the biggest trade that I've seen today were the Bucks and the 76ers. The Bucks received Patrick Beverley, and the 76ers received Cameron Payne and a 2027 second-round draft pick. So that one was kind of big for me. Anybody else?
Yeah. Man, I think that was a big one, sending Patrick Beverley over there. He's close to home. You know, him and Doc familiar with each other. They're Chicagoans, and they got that defense they need. And Patrick can run point, too. Because I was watching Milwaukee the other day. I was looking at Cam coming in. I'm like, man, they never had no defense. He ain't doing nothing. That's why Phoenix got rid of him, you know. So, and Dame need all the help he can get, and that really helps them. And I think as far as you said, you like what y'all got rid of, hey, Dallas, that really helps Dallas with Gafford going to Dallas. That helps them get – then and also enable them to get rid of Grant Williams and the other guard, and but they got rid of Steph too, so that's free.
Yeah.
I don't think like Luka liked it. Grant Williams, you know, I seen how he looked at him the other night when Grant took a shot when Luka was waiting on that pass, and, you know. So I knew he was gonna kind of be gone. So, but yeah, that helped Dallas right there. But also Indiana got a good pickup with the Morris boy. Well, and I don't know, and also what the other pickup they picked up, but I don't know if Morris, because I keep hearing that. I know it's two Morris brothers, but I don't know if both of them playing in the league now, right now, but if just one of them playing that was with Philadelphia, because also I've seen that he went to Dallas later on, you know, with you know, another trade. So I'm not exactly sure on that one. But it's interesting on some other teams, though. But those are the ones that really stick out to me that might really help the team go over the hump.
Mm.
And the Knicks did real good. Knicks did excellent, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, as a day one Mavericks fan, you know, y'all know I've always been a Mavericks fan. I like the moves we made. You know, I'm Team Luka, Team Kyrie now. We got Gafford. We got P.J. Washington. Let's go Mavericks. Yeah, I'm switching up my fandom. Switching out all that trade stuff for Luka stuff. Let's go.
I thought you was in Atlanta, man.
I'm not a good fan. I told you this before, man. I'm a
fan.
I was
Philly
great
stuff.
On team in a minute.
Hey, Kel, I sent him some Philly stuff.
He said he's not a good fan, man. Please. Hey, elsewhere in the association, the Pistons are planning to buy out veteran swingman Joe Hurts. Well, what y'all think about that?
Okay,
the fact
can use
that Joe Harris made more money than Travis Kelce should tell you about NBA money and NFL money. But, yeah, Joe Harris, right. He got paid when everybody was paying shooters way too much money, and they regretted it. And, yeah, that Detroit situation is real bad. Cut Joe Harris, who they paid a lot of money, and then they're cutting Killian Hayes, who they drafted in the lottery, and they just cut him. Couldn't trade him, couldn't find nobody that wanted him.
Yeah, and I thought he was doing pretty good, too, myself. He, you know, he wasn't doing bad as far as that, going with them little young guys with Ivy and stuff. The dude you were talking about, he did get hurt also, though, you know, from the net. Joe Boyd, and stuff. But if he can still shoot that ball and his foot is better and stuff, he can go to a team that needs a shooter. But I think the Bulls should have made a move. They should have did something with Andre Drummond or either or my boy. They should have got rid of Pat Williams then. If they're gonna keep Drummond, they got rid of Pat Williams. Got some or either DeRozan. It's just time for them to blow that up or somehow.
Hey, y'all, forgive me, brother Tang. I turned you on, Tang, but I didn't announce you in. Come on in, man. What do you think about these trades? Take your phone off mute, Tank.
Dang, I was on mute, too. What's up, y'all?
What up, Tank?
What up, Tank?
What's up, Tank? What's happening with you?
What's up, big brother? You've been very patient.
What's up with you, guys? How are everybody doing today, man?
Man, we great, man. We great.
Hey, look, the trade. Hey, look. I'm listening. That's why I come to this corner, man, because I didn't even hear nothing about the trade today, man.
Neither did I. I forgot about the day.
What you say?
Hey,
sir.
I forgot about the day.
We got rid of Gafford, man. Got rid of Gafford, man. Yeah, Gafford is gone.
Oh, man, he gone. Good. Where he at?
Wasn't it Dallas?
Dallas.
He on my Mavericks. Yeah, see, he might help them all because he ain't going to be the vocal point, man. Being the vocal point with us, it wasn't a good look for me, man. But, I mean, I like Gaffer, but I was looking at the game last night, too. I was looking at a little bit of it. As soon as you touch Gaffer, man, he folded over, he grabbed his eye, he grabbed his head, he folded over.
He
got a little too tender for me, man. I hope he do all right over there, though, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a high-energy person. And who they main center over there? Because they're not going to put him in no forward position because he can't score. All he can do is catch alley-oops and, you know,
I'm going to say this. Last night, I saw him step out and shoot that jumper more times than I ever seen him do it before. So maybe he tried to
do it. They got
Kiba. Yeah. And Gaffer going to fit well with him because he don't need the ball and he going to and be in the middle. They just need shot blocking, you know, and somebody just to hold that middle, rim run. And like you say, they finished from three.
Yep, he can definitely shot block. But he knew he started doing. That's why he was like that. He was like, the hell with it. I'm going to shoot all game tonight. Them boys the hell are going to be going. Because, you know, that rumor be going around, man. I pretty much believe they be knowing what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. They know like we know. What about the Nets and Raptors trade? The Nets received Dennis Schroeder and Thaddeus Young, and the Raptors received Spencer Dinwiddie. What you guys think about that?
Ooh.
That's a good trade if that's what they want to consider it, but ain't neither one of the teams going to do nothing anyway. If anybody doing it, they might do the Nets. But the Raptors, they ain't going to do nothing. They getting rid of everybody.
Dinwiddie Dinwiddie on the move though, but Dinwiddie ain't finna stay there though. He finna be on the move.
Yeah,
he not gonna stay with. Yeah, and also Nets also got rid of Royce O'Neal, who went with Phoenix Suns. That's going to help Phoenix Suns on the defense, too.
Yeah, Royce O'Neal, he's great defense. That's what he do. Yes, he do.
Mm-hmm. So, they pretty much done with the draft, but you're going to see it's going to pretty much, like, overnight, it's going to be revealed some other things going to come out. It's not pretty much all the way through.
Yeah.
The Raptors are trying to cut costs. So they're going to cut in with it, save a little money, and try to reshape that thing for the next year. So, you know, that might be something. The Nets, they kind of in no man's land. They ain't good enough to contend, and they need more young players to kind of build around. So, yeah, that's a problem.
Right.
But, again, the Knicks had the best day of anybody, man. The Knicks loaded up.
Yeah, they did.
They going for it.
Yeah.
And speaking of the Knicks get Alex Burks and Bojan Bogdanović, and the Pistons get Evan Fournier, Malachi Flynn, Quentin Grimes, Ryan, Augustino, whatever his name is, two future second-round picks and cash consideration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Knicks, the Knicks feel like they have that team, yeah. They feel like they have that team this year. So, you know, hey, they're doing what you're supposed to do when you think you're only one or two pieces away, you know. So,
well, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Who did the Wizards get?
Rushon Holmes and 2024 first round pick.
Once again, Nas, I have to agree with you. The Nets are not in no man's land. We are all by ourselves.
Why you say that?
Man, we didn't pick up anybody that's gonna help us this year, and definitely unless we get somebody in the draft, we ain't gonna have nobody that's gonna help us next year.
Hey, 57, unless the Wizards are gonna have a sniper up in the nosebleed section to take out some of these players who killing us, we can't find nobody to help us this year. We are done. But we now have two first-round picks for this year, you know, for the 2024 draft. Rashawn Holmes, I don't really know too much about this guy, so I'm not going to go hard on it or whatever. But, I mean, man, this might as well
say Gafford, same type of
okay,
guy.
Okay, yeah. That, you know, when I saw him on TV earlier, I asked myself, well, what is the difference between he and Gafford? You know, he just dark-skinned and a little thicker. That's it. But it really is no difference between he and Gafford to me. So, you know, but again, like I said, I tell you what, 57, he could be a future trade piece for the team, you know, somebody that we can get something for. So I'm not too upset about it, but yeah, we are one of the few in the league right now at single-digit wins. You know, we got teams that got 30 wins and 40 wins, and we sitting there at 9 wins. Come on, man. Ain't no help for us this year.
Nope.
Ain't no help. And look, and you know this Tang ain't said a word. Mr. Optimistic.
Hey,
y'all know I checked out at the beginning of the year anyway, so you know I already said what they was doing. You ain't even talking about the
foot.
That makes sense.
You did.
I checked out early.
I was just going to say, OKC got a good pickup to help them too. I can't think of the guy they picked up, but it's going to help them.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward.
Yeah. But yeah, when he get healthy.
Yeah.
That's a good pickup.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Gordon Hayward has a cursed life, man. He got out there to Boston, and Jalen and the two Jalen told that boy, look, go stand in the corner, man. You don't get the ball. Now he's about to go to OKC, and SGA go to, hey, man, go stand in the corner. You don't get the ball.
You ain't going to have him cut. And you know what? I used to like Haywood. I liked his game. Maybe 2 years ago, I liked his game. But you know, I don't know if it's just the chemistry with his teammate, the coach, or whatever. But it just didn't seem to go right with him.
Injury.
Daniel House Jr. 2024 second round pick, cash consideration from the Sixers to the Pistons. Daniel House is going to the Pistons. The 76ers is just getting a 2028 second round pick. So really, the 76ers paid the Pistons to take Daniel House Jr. off of their roster. Wow. Okay. Here's a good one. The Jazz get Otto Porter Jr., Kira Lewis Jr., and 2024 first round pick. The Raptors get Kelly Olynyk and Ocha Agbaji, or whatever his name is. Ajabi. The Raptors get him.
Yeah, I'm going to tell your boy on the move again, Otto Porter.
Otto Porter, and the thing about it, I believe, didn't he marry a girl out there in Canada, you know, Toronto, something like that? Didn't he marry somebody out there? And they were saying that he felt comfortable playing out there with the Raptors, you know? I guess he didn't feel too comfortable, y'all.
I guess they didn't feel comfortable with him. Because, Kim, remember I was telling you, man, when y'all had him, man, and then Bulls get him or whatever, I was like, man, dude, when he got that bag, I'm like, dude, he ain't worth it, man. He don't put in the work. His game ain't changed. Nope. He ain't did nothing different, you know? And he just fell down, falling down, become a traveler. And he's just, dude, you not nothing, man.
No, he's an NBA champion. He's an NBA champion now, so it ain't that he doesn't have anything.
Hey, and that's my point also. He was with the champions, and then you leave from the champions, so you didn't do nothing to enhance yourself to be able to stay with the champions?
He was going with his new honeypot, man. You can't be mad at a man for choosing this lady.
I'm gonna choose Larry O'Brien and them rings. I want that big ring, Jack.
Otto didn't grow, man. Otto was a good player coming out of college, but he didn't grow when he got there. Even though he did was on that championship team, but he didn't get any better. And he had that big contract. You know, I loved Otto Porter.
Yeah, me too.
Like I said, he didn't put in the work in the summertime. He didn't do nothing.
You know, we got to be honest, though. His body fell apart. But that's just what it was. The healthiest he was in Golden State for that 1 year. But after that, man, it's, you know, mostly him on the injured list or DNP. You know what I mean? That man.
Five years with the Wizards. And, I mean, at our worst years, he was with us. And you might be right about his body being worn out because, you know, them guys really had to work for nothing, you know, just to be the number 10 team in the league when he was with us.
Yeah.
But, okay, look at Reggie Miller, though. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that's when he played his best ball, when he played that year for the contract, when he was with the Wizards.
Yep.
After that, Otto was done, man.
Yeah. I hear the
David running the show. That was his best year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Tanger, tell you, I loved Otto Porter, man. That was my man.
But Kel, go ahead and say what. Go ahead and say it, Kel, because I know you're finna take it out of my mouth. What we've been saying.
No, I was gonna say I like Tang said, after that one season, all I heard was The Price is Right. You lost. That's all I heard from Otto Porter's game.
Yeah, and indeed, like. And indeed, like we say, all the players, once they get paid, you know, a lot of them just they satisfied. That's good. They put in the work. Okay, you know, yeah, he got edge, but you got to look at, you know, Reggie Miller. How long he put it in the league, you know? And he was going through rough times. Like I said, it's how you dedicate yourself to your craft. And a lot of these kids don't put it in there. They don't put in the work. They don't invest in their body. They just want to get in and make it. They make their little payday because they had a good season, you know, shooting this analyticals or stuff, shooting good three threes and this and that. They get that bag, and that's it.
Can I speak up for Otto for just 1 second? Year that Otto got that money, they took everybody from the Wizards. When Otto got there, everybody, all the veterans was gone. He have nobody there to show him how to play the game, how to be a professional. And they expected him to come there and save the team because he was the number one man at Georgetown, and he couldn't do that by himself. And they didn't really give him no help. Like, they don't give us any help now. He didn't have any help.
Right. I can agree.
Yeah, more than anything, he's unlucky. Just unlucky, man. That's all you can say. Like you said, in Washington, he gets there, and then John Wall has, you know, the catastrophe with his mind.
Yep.
His stuff gets messed up. So now, you know, y'all in no man's land. And then he travels to another couple teams, and each team he gets to, man, his legs, knee, and all elbow. Like, the dude just kept getting hurt, man. And it's just unlucky.
Yeah, no doubt. I look at it like this. We can say that they unlucky, but at the end of the day, y'all know my motto, man. It's hard as hell for me to feel sorry for a millionaire. And Otto Porter is a millionaire plus over, you know, and even though he's been traded and cut or whatever, wherever he go, they still got to pay him millions. So, you know, and I forgot, about how old is Otto Porter, y'all? He's still in his 20s, right?
No, he should be about 30, 31, 32 now.
Okay.
That sound about right.
Yeah, but he's 30.
He's 30.
Okay,
he's 30.
30. Hey, he good. He is good. Seriously. I hate what he's going through now, right now, but he'll be all right. He'll be all right. All right, y'all. Great basketball conversation. I might actually watch that actual NBA All-Star, not the celebrity thing. I know I'm not watching that mess, but I might actually watch the skill competition. We didn't really bring it up because I know we've talked about that endlessly now, but I'm interested in this three-point contest. I really want to see what comes about with that. But other than that, man, it's just, hey, we're going into the second half of the season, and I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to just say this now. Them Clippers, woo, watch out. Watch out, NBA. Them Clippers ain't playing with them, man. They ain't playing with them at all. All right, here we go. And I know they lost last night. But barring last night's hiccup, that Clippers team looked powerful to me. All right, here we go. I know what time it is.
On the bubble, y'all live. Ain't ready. Chasing the ball. Gotta kind of look in the buddy.
right here. What's up, Lady T? You ready to bring it to him?
Yep. I got something for y'all. Here we go. Since I can't get it played, I'm going to do my own version. And I'm
Bama. Bama.
Wow.
You Bama.
Wow.
Let me show you who's still in control. So, let me show you who's still in control. So go ahead. Drop it. Drop that jump.
Bang, bang, go not ahead. A gang. Bang, bang, not a gang. Bang, bang, not a gang. Bang, bang, not a game.
That's why
bang,
y'all
bang, gonna
lose.
Bang, bang, not a game.
All right,
that's all
that's,
I need.
That's why y'all gonna lose.
I just need a little bit of motivation.
Hey, Tay, how you doing, bro? How you doing?
I just need a little bit of motivation. Just a little bit of motivation since I can't get it on the corner. I might as well get it to myself because it's called
self-motivation.
That's exactly what it's called. It's called self-motivation. And since we're going
She's too quiet for some reason.
Let's go. All right.
Yeah,
so let's
come
see
on.
Who we got here that's playing. We got Kale, you're playing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lady T, I'm definitely playing. Tang, you playing? Tang, you playing?
No.
He running his mouth. Reese, you here?
No. Hold on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Reese, you here? Well, I got her picks anyway.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Lord,
are you playing?
Yes, ma'am. I'm playing.
All right. Mom Betty is here. My dad is here. And Kirby is, he sent his stuff in. Is anybody else playing that wants to play?
Host, can I ask a question? Sis, how all of a sudden Pops get in tonight on the big money game?
That's what he's doing.
Pop's cool. He all right. That's my dude.
So with that being said, did I leave anybody else that wants to play? Is anybody else participating?
Ted, you in or out? Ted, you in or out? All
right,
well, come on.
So we're going to move it right along so we can have this game to talk about, so we'll be able to talk about the game. So let me just go ahead and read off Kirby since he sent his in, my Betty sent hers in, and my dad sent his in. I'll read those off to you guys so y'all can know what's what. Kirby is picking the Chiefs. He's going 27-24. Passing yards, he's doing 350. Rushing yards, he's doing 125. And he says they're going to have two turnovers. My dad is picking, his name is Keith.
Oh.
So Keith is picking the Chiefs. He's going 24-21.
Hello.
So he's picking the Chiefs. He's going 24-21. His passing yards, he's going 300. Rushing yards, 110. No turnovers. Mom Betty is picking the 49ers, 21-17. Passing yards, 250. Rushing yards, 250. And turnovers, 1. Reese, what say you?
She's picking Kansas City. She's going 275 rushing yards. She's going 225 passing yards and one turnover.
G is here, and he is saying Kansas City, and he's going 27-18 passing yards. Passing yards, he's going, what does that say? 200. Rushing yards, he's going 125. Turnovers, he's picking 1. Okay? Tang, what's that you?
I'm going with the 49ers.
How many passing yards?
30.
Go ahead, give me the score. Go ahead, give me the score.
31-27. I
got you.
And I'm going 49ers with Brock Purdy with 305 passing yards and 105 rushing yards. I should have did more because Brandon. Matter of fact, I'm going to do 150 rushing yards, 150. And I'm going with two turnovers. They're going to cause one fumble, and they're going to get one pick six. Write all that down. One pick six. I'm going to see if I keep that right.
All right, I got you. 27, you up.
I'm going 27-23, Kansas City. 305 yards passing, 175 yards rushing, one turnover.
Tell you what.
I'm going Kansas City. I'm going to say 28-21. I'm going to go 150 yards. Oh, I can't say no. I'm gonna go 180 yards of rushing, 200 yards of passing, and one turnover.
I saved the that got me for last, and I am taking 49ers. And my score is going to be 31-28. One turnover. I'm doing 170 rushing yards, and I'm doing 310 passing yards. I didn't leave anyone. Oh, I got G. Okay. I got everybody.
Hey,
I got everybody.
I need you to give me Kirby's, give me his rushing and passing and turnovers again. I'm kind of slow
Kirby
on that.
Kirby is taking the Chiefs. His score is 27-24, passing yards 350, rushing yards 125, and two turnovers.
Okay.
It should be 160. Hold on, my Betty is changing. Hold on, wait a minute. Wait. My Betty said her rushing yards should be 160.
160.
Gotcha. 160. And with that, my lovely family, I'm going to have to give it to you one more time. My lovely family. That's for me, okay? That's for me. I'm giving y'all a gift. This is the gift, y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I wanted to get out of here right there.
Oh, my goodness. That's real.
I just had to get y'all a little bit.
That's interesting. We're going to take a quick. I need a break, y'all. Give me a quick break, and we're going to come back and discuss this Super Bowl, okay? All right. Let's do some more mystical.
Make me leave it with my foot in your feet, cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping, what I'm tipping, cause this just
ain't tripping. I'm buying.
Nigga, I'm crying. I'm buying for my booty. I'm buying for my booty. Mystical, I tell you. All right. Like I said at the top of the show, somebody must be listening to us, y'all. Somebody. Because, hold up, while I'm in treat you. Mima.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mima.
I just got online. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Treat, could you read her off?
I got you, Mima. Who you got, 49ers or the Chiefs?
I'm going with the Chiefs, 31-27. The rushing yards is 195.
Hold on, wait a minute, Mima. You said 31 what?
27.
Okay.
Rushing
yards.
Tane
got 31-27. You got to pick another school, babe.
Okay, 31-28.
Like me, Mima. Great mind, 31
what? Hold on, Tane.
31-21.
She ain't finished. 31-21.
Okay.
I got you. Okay. How many passes, y'all,
Mima? 210. And the rushing yards, they got 195.
Two turnovers.
Okay. All right. I got you, Mima. I got you down, young lady.
Okay.
Mima,
sorry, I missed you.
Mima,
uh-huh.
I don't know if you heard this, but listen to this real quick.
No. Everybody that heard that mess. Come on, boy. Who killing bullfrogs? Who killing bullfrogs? Okay. Boy.
That's all I wanted you to hear.
Like I was saying, guys. Early in the show, I acknowledge the fact that everybody's talking about Purdy now. They're finally bringing the attention to Purdy that's deserved now. After we went off on Tuesday about is more than one quarterback playing in this game and everything, I mean, Undisputed almost opened this show with nothing but Purdy talk. They compared he and Mahomes, of course, and the question was, who has the real advantage to you? So I'm asking you all, which one of these two quarterbacks do you feel has the advantage to you? Anybody? Floor is open. Why do you say that? Purdy has the better receivers, I think.
That boy Pat Mahomes built different. That's a different guy, man. Look at it like this. Pat Mahomes' whole career is reverse Tom Brady. He started off with all the weapons, Kelce, Tyreek, all them, and he put up crazy numbers. And Tom Brady started off with no weapons and used the defense and won. Now Mahomes is in that era where he don't have the weapons this year, but they got defense and they're just trying to game manage and win like that. So give me that reverse Brady. I'm going Mahomes.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, y'all gonna watch the game, right?
Hey, look. I'm sorry. What did you say, big bro? I can comment on. I was in this kitchen, so I had it on mute. Oh,
okay, you cool. I said, which quarterback has the advantage, or the upper hand? I'll say.
Oh, well, shoot. I mean, the advantage to me would be Mahomes because he's been there so many times. You know what I'm saying? And he's not going to have no jitters or nothing like that. But if you want to go with the receiving core, I believe that Purdy got a better receiving core. Just hope that
Patrick Mahomes don't have no meltdown out there because his wide receiver's dropping the ball. That's all I'm really saying. You can't. It's hard to go against Patrick Mahomes because he just keep on proving everybody wrong. But I'm going against him this time. It's just he just proved everybody wrong every time, man. Especially when that Josh Allen, the Buffalo game, everybody just knew Josh Allen was gonna get him up out of here, man. And look what happened. No, sir. Yeah. We all thought our man Lamar was gonna get up out of here, but look what happened. No, sir. Yeah,
hey, you know,
he gonna fall off that throne one time. It's just that it's just tough.
If I can, I have to agree with Tang because I think Mahomes got the advantage because of the experience of being there already and won a couple. He has the advantage. The most to lose, I think, would probably be Purdy because he's never done it before and he's the rookie. But I think if Purdy can manage this game, he got a very good chance of being the winning quarterback if they play as their team normally does with no mistakes. Mahomes can make a few mistakes and still win the game, but I don't think Purdy can do that.
Right. Can I just say what the main difference I think that might be the difference in the game is that the 49ers have a better defense than them. And I think defense win championships. That's the reason why I really went to the 49ers.
You think the 49ers defense better than Kansas City?
Right, no, right. I think Kansas City defense is better.
We all got our own opinion on that one because I think I don't know what Kansas City.
Show you right.
We going to see. We don't have long. We got, 72 hours? Man.
I'm surprised you didn't. I thought you would go against San Francisco, but I could dig it. You want to keep peace in the house. I understand.
They ain't got nothing to keep peace in the house. They ain't got nothing to keep in the house.
I'm talking to Tang. I'm talking to Tang.
And I'm talking to you.
Hey.
Okay. Hey,
you just couldn't let the top stay on the pot, could you?
You know what I mean?
Had to take the top off.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? You had to poke the bear, man. You had to poke it in.
This ain't the week to be messing with women. Y'all saw Monique on Shay Shay cooking people. This ain't the week to be messing with women.
Yo,
Tang said something, though. He don't want to see Pat Mahomes throw a fit. Let me tell you something, Tang. When them boys drop one of them wide open passes again, man, Mahomes going to throw a LeBron-type toddler fit out there. He's going to be screaming.
I can agree with that. He is a baby.
He can't get pretty spoiled at times, and don't mind showing it. You know that he's upset about whatever. So you know, those receivers better follow the script. You know. Catch that ball, man.
Hey, Kel, can I say something?
I think
the
they're pretty.
Go ahead, Nas.
I'm just going to say, outside the game, can we tell Airbnb to fire his agent? Because clearly, going on TV is better than being an OC somewhere, because somehow Rex Ryan getting considered for jobs. And he ain't worked in like 3 years, but Airbnb.
Well, it was announced today. Airbnb was in the place to be during that Baltimore and Kansas City game. They brought Airbnb in as a quote unquote consultant to the team. So. I think Irby
and let him speak to the team.
You gonna let me speak to the crowd? I believe Irby enemy going back to Kansas City, man. Cause like they just said, if Andy Reid relinquished his authority as the coach and allowed somebody else, an offensive coordinator, to speak to the team. Now, I understand he's not the average coordinator when it comes to Kansas City. The offense they run, he created. So it wouldn't mean a whole lot to the team to hear Urs Bienemy's opinion on things because they were used to it. Last season with Washington was the first time they were without him, and all during the season there were times when we said, "Oh, they missed Bienemy. They missed Bienemy."
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't see a situation where he goes anywhere else, really. Not unless they actually offer him the head coaching position, but all the head coaching jobs are filled now, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, Kansas City, here he comes. I'm serious.
Hey, look, right? Hey, Lady T, can you check this out? Because
what?
I heard that wide receiver Zay Flowers, the young dude of Baltimore, alleged domestic assault.
Boy, these
yeah.
young boys, man.
Yeah, good.
I know, right?
Rubbing his face, he missed the ball.
Come on, man. I hope he ain't do that.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
That's
well,
what Jazz missed his ball.
They
he
say
went
you
on
know
to smack
them Baltimore his girls. They say you know them Baltimore girls, so she probably gave him flack, and Jack, and he slapped back. So he clapped back, and
I hope he
got
did. They said the legs, and you know they're looking into it to see. They're going to look at the cameras and really find out what's going on. Mm.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
What's up with these Baltimore dudes and doing stuff in front of cameras, man? Y'all ain't learned y'all a lesson from Ray Rice. What's going on, for real, man?
Cameras everywhere,
bro. There's no way you can be where there is not a camera. Come on, man.
And
you
can't catch a criminal?
And listen, I'm going to say this as far as that domestic crap goes, man. If you can't get along with it, you know, first of all, she's in a relationship with you, so she's grown already. She's been raised. For you to put your hands on her to try to get whatever. Now, I don't know the situation. Let me preface everything I say with that. I don't know the situation. She might be one of those women that raise her hands and strike her man at any will. But even if that is the situation, bruh, get away from that. Get away from that, man. Get away from it. Charlie, if you don't have someone who respects you, know what it is that you're doing and trying to do out here with your job, man, leave them alone if they don't respect that. You know, and she can be bad and fine and good-looking and fat to death. But, Slim, your name means more than a relationship. And honestly speaking, she ain't the only fat chick that was made out here. You know what I mean? They everywhere. So, bruh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Let me say this, Dale. In 67 years of living, I haven't found a reason yet to hit a woman.
These charges came about when the Ravens played the Chiefs. That's how long ago they have been investigating this. So if they haven't found out anything since that, I don't think it's going to be anything coming out
of
it. Because they've been investigating this for a while now.
That's about 3 weeks ago.
Just don't let Lady T see her picture. That's all. Somebody block her phone so she can't see the picture.
Oh, Lord. Are you serious right now, Nas? Are you serious?
I already know.
What gets me the most, guys, is that pumped in the street by a guy that can't fight, and you go home and put your hands on your woman or your wife or whatever and stand over her like a man, and you call yourself a man, and you just put your hands on a woman. Give me a break. There is no reason to hit a woman.
That's cool. That's cool what you're saying if that is the scenario. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all, there are women who will raise up and try to fight a man all the time.
That's why them doors got doorknobs on them, Kel. Walk out. Walk out.
I agree. I agree. But keep this scenario. Long day at work. You just came home. You were taking your shower. You in the bed. And she come in there with that aggressive nature, putting her hands on you over a rumor, a social media rumor, or one of her girlfriends. Girl, I saw such and such and such and such. You're already in your bed. You're already home. So you have the right as a man to protect yourself. You have the right as a man to do what it takes to get her off of you. A lot of times
I got out the house. I got out the house. That's what I did.
Okay, let me finish. We're not talking about you. We're not talking about...
Well, you're talking about me and period, right?
No, I'm talking about the scenario. That's what I'm talking about. The scenario.
Okay. Okay.
I agree with you 100%. If there's a way that you can get out without having to resort to that, by all means, take that way. But situation where you can't take that way, and you could end up hurt, worse. You have to do what you have to do. What you have to do, it doesn't take a whole lot of stomping and just standing there beating. No, it takes you pushing to get them off of you. It don't necessarily take you balling your fists and punching them. It don't necessarily take that. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying as a man, we know ways to keep someone from causing us harm. And that is your right, to keep someone from causing you harm if that is the situation. Now, again, if it's all in reverse and the dude come home in one of those moods and try to aggress his woman, you're wrong. And you're right. He's a punk. He's a straight-up punk. You know what I mean? But that's not the situation all the time. That's not the situation. And a lot of times we get caught up when we hear domestic abuse, we automatically think it's the man. We automatically assume he did it. And then we got people who automatically say, oh, you could have got away. You could have gotten out of there. We don't know that. We don't know that. So it's irresponsible for us to say something in that nature. It truly is. All we can say is domestic violence is wrong either way. Male to male, male to female. If you've got a beat on somebody, you don't need to be with them. And that goes both ways. You don't need to put your hands on nobody for them to understand your point. And then there's times when you make your point that people just still don't agree with them. It don't matter how much you think is right. They still don't agree with it. So, you know, to me, to automatically flip your switch and go to that violent activity, that you are a punk, whether you're a man or a woman. And it's even more so to me for the woman because you know the police is on your side. You know the police is on your side. As soon as you call them to your house, they're going to take that man up out of there. They're going to remove him from that home. I don't care if the house is in his name or whatever. So you start something with this man, get it going, and then call the police when he strikes back.
Throw rocks and
hide your
hands.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Exactly. So, I mean, y'all, all we can say, again, is domestic dispute is wrong. But until we actually know the situation of it, you know, That's
it's
that
all
was
a
the great. Yeah, and it's a legend at that. You know, with Ray Rice, so many people said, oh, he was wrong for this, this, that, and the third. But once the full story came out, people was like, oh, no wonder he
knocked her out. Yeah, she hoped it on him. Yeah, she
And I don't know nobody on this call, on this planet, that just going to let somebody get away with hog spitting on them. That is one of the lowest forms of disrespect out here. Somebody just hog spit on you? Oh, man. Shoot, I wouldn't go to the off-air church sometimes because it was a deacon that used to spit when he talked, and I ain't want that spit on me. You know what I mean? I say, Lord, leave me right here where I'm sitting. Come to me where I'm sitting. I can't do it. Bro, be spitting hard when he get to praying. So, yeah. I mean, people just, we got to know the full situation before we jump to assumptions. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. You know, 57, your point is not wrong. It's not wrong. As a man, you are supposed to find a way to get yourself out of that. You are. That is your charge. But if it's a situation where your back is against the wall, you fresh out the shower, butt naked, how you going to get dressed? Somebody beating on your ass. I've never seen that one accomplished. You know? So, you know, bottom line, man, just keep your hands to your damn self, man. Just keep
Everybody
your hands to
please.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. You know?
Fight with your words.
Yay. Yay. There you go. Fight with your words. And when it's getting to a point where y'all are getting hurtful with the words and trying to leave a scar, understand. Those words hurt harder than a hit sometimes. So you can come out and say what you feel like you need to say all you want to. Just know that those words aren't forgotten. Those words are not forgotten. Many a time I have come out my mouth wrong and said something wild to my lady, and I had to come back and apologize. I had to come back and apologize, man, because, you know, I know that hurt her. I know it hurt her. And I wasn't trying to hurt her. I was just so mad I didn't want to hold that mess no more. You know what I mean? But, hey, you know, we just got to watch what we say. And then, you know, something my father told me. Remember you love this person. Remember you love this person. How could you put somebody you love through that type of misery and pain? You love this person, right? So, you know, let that other nonsense go, man. Let it go. Before you know it, you'll be on to something else within your relationship. Just let the dumb stuff go, y'all. That's all.
Hello. Can I add somebody into the part? They want to play the game?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay. The guy's name is Pete.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get my paper. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Give me one second. Okay. His name Pete.
What's up, Pete? What's up, Pete?
Okay. He's,
okay.
Come on. He's picking the 49ers, 33-27.
Okay. 33-27?
Uh-huh. The rushing yards is 202. The passing yards is 221. And 3 turnovers.
Oh, wow.
And I'll send the money.
Okay.
The money.
Okay.
And it might be another one. They keep hollering in my ear, but I told them they should have gave me this earlier.
No, that's long as they get in. Long as they get in, and listen, Mima, even if we're off the air, because you know we off the air at 7. So even if we're off the air, if they still want to play, you could just post their stuff right to Kill's Corner, and I'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can post everything right to Kill's Corner, and I'll get it. Because that way it's public, everybody can see it, and everybody has access to it.
Okay. All righty.
So don't worry. Don't worry. Tell them they don't even have to rush or anything. You'll post it. Or you got my inbox. You can inbox it to me, and I'll post it.
Oh, okay. All right, because I think
hey,
I need
Mima.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Mima.
Yes.
Mima.
Yes.
Where did that little sweet, subtle voice come from? I ain't know who the hell you were.
Kale, it's that time of year. I have to be professional, you know, so you don't want me to get Southeast on you. So, you know, it's that time
No. We don't want Southeast.
If you want me to go Southeast on you, I can do that
real
quick.
No, ma'am.
Let's get your professional work voice.
Hey, please leave. Please leave her alone. I like this way so much better.
All right. I'm with you.
We're just listening, so because we can't really say anything. But I'll send the other two when y'all get off the air. Okay. Okay.
Great.
All right.
Boy, that was funny. Yeah. So, back to the Super Bowl, y'all. You know, thank you, Tank, for that breaking announcement, because I didn't know anything about this young man in that domestic violence situation. But going back to the Super Bowl, I'm telling you, and I can't say it enough, if these receivers don't get out here and do their job, we're going to be reading about another domestic dispute between Mahomes and his wide receiver core. I'm trying to tell you, boy, because this year was the first time we ever saw Mahomes react and really go off, you know? So, and that was with the camera on him. I got a feeling with that camera off. See, when the camera on him, he's Mrs. Mahomes. He's like his mom. When that camera is off him, he's like his dad. Mr. Mahomes, you know, that dude. So, yeah, them receivers better do what they need to do.
His little brother stay in trouble. So you know it's him.
Yeah.
They all got mad at him because his little brother stay in some trouble, man.
Yeah,
and
I've heard that
too.
As well.
His wife, too. She always popping off. She always in the news. The wife, too.
Yeah, you ain't fine. The wife be talking out, too. He be in the...
Yeah.
Wow, I never knew that.
So hurt if some people break up and that girl block her and she can't text her no more. She's going to be so hurt. But,
when
they get back on the plane, they might take them boys' iPads from them. Give me playbooks, son. You won't be here next year.
take their iPads from them.
On the plane, Oh, my goodness. So... I ain't know Mahomes had one of them rowdy wives. Oh, my goodness, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
He had to tell her to be quiet a couple of times. Stay off the internet.
Oh, wow. She's
going to trailer park in Ohio, bro.
Huh?
Stop that.
She's from a trailer park in Ohio. No, but for real. That's where she's from.
Hey.
You don't go down there and find... Princess Diana. You go there, you find what's there.
They went to school together.
Yeah.
Okay.
He grew up on the other side of the trailer. She grew up in the trailer park. He grew up in the hood, and they happened to bump into each other on the way to school. Boom.
Well, all I say is this. Tiger Woods cheated with him. Patrick Mahomes made him his wife. So, hey, you know, people got love for trailer park. You know what I'm saying? People got love for trailer park. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to mention it, guys. Y'all know today at 6 o'clock, they unveiled the tribute statue to Kobe Bryant down there at, I forgot the name of that arena. It's one of those new names.
Crypto.com.
So yeah, man.
Yep.
You know, shout out to Kobe, man. Shout out to Kobe, and they said that over 200 mules
have been painted or made up for Kobe from Japan and Italy all the way to the United States.
Okay. Well, Kel, that was just on. That was only 300 and something in L.A., but all over the world is more than that.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm watching that joint now. Kareem is speaking now.
Okay. Rest in peace, Mr. Bryant. Rest in peace, man. Back to the Super Bowl. So everybody has their picks, and we all know what we want. We're hoping for, wishing for, waiting for. Good luck to everybody. Let's hope this be a good Super Bowl, man. Tank, before we go, real quick. What's on your Super Bowl menu, man? What's on your Super Bowl menu?
I don't even have to do nothing this year, man. I'm going want to treat good girlfriend house, man. Without her house, she rented out something. Yeah, her sister. She rented out something. I don't know, man. I'm just taking three cakes. That's all I'm taking out there.
You gonna be a cake man? Okay.
I'm the baker. Yeah. I'm the baker's man.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, man. I was thinking about doing some serious nachos, man. You know, but I haven't come up with a actual main course. You know. Damn! Really?
Right.
Go ahead.
I ain't mean to say. I thought you was finished saying what you were saying. My phone is on a delay. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish saying what you were saying.
No. I was just asking Tang what he was going to make and what I'm thinking about making. Nothing important. Go. Come on with it. I heard the 90-second timer. Go ahead.
Come on, Tang, with the last minute quote. Let's get it.
Oh, man, much love and respect to all of y'all. Y'all already know, be safe and pay attention out there, man. Well, we came to the end of this show right here, man. It's the last football game. And on Tuesday, we're going to talk about the new champion. Y'all be safe out there. Enjoy yourself and have a blessed and wonderful weekend. I love y'all.
That's
and with that, my lovelies, y'all know what it is. Bang, bang, not a game. I ain't going to play it again because I don't I don't want y'all to be all, you know, smacking y'all teeth and rolling y'all necks. I ain't going to play it again. But I love y'all. I do. I love y'all. We love y'all here on Kel's Corner. We do. We love y'all. And with that being said, DMV Kel and Lady T would like to thank everyone. That's everybody here that supports us here on Kel's Corner. And DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kel and Lady T, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. My Betty is saying peace, love, and soul. Tang is saying, be safe and pay attention out there. E-40 is saying, bang, bang, Niner game. Okay? That's what E-40 is saying. Listen, I ain't put no words in his mouth. Y'all, have a great weekend and enjoy all the festivities there are to come. Kel, you have the very last word.
All right, Super Bowl. Super Bowl number 58, y'all. Get together with your family, your friends, your homies, and the ones that's been there since the beginning, going to be to the end. Make sure you enjoy yourself, love, pray, and keep everyone caught up with the big man upstairs. Please. No text, phone call, or drink. is more important than your life. You guys, please, please be safe out there. Let's keep it good and love everyone. And like Cap usually say, pray for your enemies. All right? Okay, with that being said, we'll see you guys Tuesday, 5 p.m., Lord willing. We're going to discuss the Super Bowl and the outcome of it all. All right? Y'all have a great, great, prayful, productive, blessed weekend. And we'll get with y'all Tuesday. Have a great one.
Y'all have a blessed weekend. Talk with you later.